prom night. It's the time of year for white stretch limos carrying girls in long satiny dresses and guys in their first tuxedos. For decades, proms have remained a familiar ritual, perhaps no more so than in Racine, Wisconsin. That town has turned prom night into an annual town-wide celebration where teenagers are treated like movie stars. Racine's prom night is the subject of a new documentary called The World's Best Prom. Chris Talbot, who attended Racine's prom in the 1980s, is one of the filmmakers.
The students have their individual high school proms, all seven high schools, but then they parade through town from each high school to one central prom site where they make red carpet Academy Award style entrances through bleachers of screaming fans with live television coverage. And because it's such a big deal, the kids, they come on fire engines, 18-wheeler trucks. Somebody came on an elephant. Somebody came on a tank. They get out of their cars and they preen and they yell, and it's their moment to feel like a star.
What are you doing here? Why do you come out?
To watch all the other cars come for prom. And the cars.
Yeah, the different cars and the nice...
Especially her.
The dresses.
Yeah.
And the hair.
And so you decided to pick two girls to profile.
Tanya Witherspoon and Dori Sorensen. Dori is the daughter of two teachers, and she's going to a private Catholic high school. And Dori has great prospects. She's smart. She's funny. But, she had all these big plans, and as she tried to make them happen, her friends sort of resisted, and it just all got scaled down.
This little black dress, and it's okay, and I like it, but it wasn't my original fantasy. Our transportation got changed from the Hummer limo to a regular limo, and then we decreased the entire plan to taking my friend Sally's Suburban. And for dinner, I wanted to go to a really nice restaurant. And then everyone started talking about the money and, oh, it's so expensive. So we decided to eat at my friend Jackie's house. And now my friend Jackie's aunt is cooking us chicken breasts. And we all have to pay her $4 per person.
In terms of the rest of her life, she'd imagined she would go away to college, but was having a difficult time getting into the college of her choice, so she was going to stay close to home in Milwaukee. So she's sort of struggling with growing up and realizing that the world can be a tough place, and she was very, very mature.
And Tanya is the other girl. Tell us about her.
Well, Tanya grew up in Racine's inner city, kind of a tough neighborhood. She's worked hard and she's had big dreams, but she's, experiences a lot of things that black kids in America seem to have to experience: shootings, friends being shot, relatives, going to jail. But she's rising above it. And so at the end of the movie, when you see her put on makeup, she said it's only the second time in her life she's worn makeup, and she gets extensions in her hair and she wears this incredible dress and borrows this incredible car. It's sort of like a Cinderella story.
I got this dress from Chicago at a shop called Cosmopolitan's. Yeah. My brother took me to get it.
And why did you go all the way down to Chicago to get a dress?
To be unique.
Today she's finished her undergraduate degree, and she's getting her master's at the University of Milwaukee in criminal justice.
What's the takeaway message for you in doing this film? What did you come away with learning about Racine, learning about greater American society through this documentary about prom night?
What I saw about Racine, and I think this probably applies to lots of cities, is that, it was, in its heyday, it was a factory town. It was a place where anyone could get a job in a factory. You knew what you were going to do after you graduated from high school. And Racine is now at 10% of its industrial peak. And the jobs that have replaced it, it's the military or it's the mall. That's just radically altered what Racine is, for better or for worse. And that just came to the forefront because these were graduating seniors. And we had to ask, well, what's next for you, And in Racine's case, I think I have hope, because a town that cares this much about its teens and puts on this spectacular event for them every year and has that much pride, I think they'll figure it out.
Chris Talbot is the co-director of the new documentary, The World's Best Prom. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Thank you.
And for more information about the film, go to the website worldsbestprom.com.